Seattle-based musician Damian Gerardo has been churning out albums quietly since the 90s. His characteristic lo-fi folky sound got a little louder when he began collaboration with label mate Richard Swift, who is also on Secretly Canadian. Swift came on as a producer in 2010 with St. Bartlett, in which one of the main tracks is Arkansas.
The song Arkansas is actually one of the only, it's one of the only few songs I've written that's based on a real event. And the song is basically about a day that I was traveling on tour. I was on my way to northern Texas, and we were driving through Arkansas at the time. And this day in particular, I was in a sort of a dispute with my then current wife, and now my ex-wife. The whole song is basically about turning off my phone and avoiding situations. And, it's kind of what the song is about. But sort of like I was also really taken back by the beauty of Arkansas. I've only driven through there a few times, so that was my second time driving through there. And we drove along this highway. I don't know what highway it was, but it's pretty beautiful because it was very sunny. It was coming up on late afternoon, early evening, and the highway we were on, it goes over these treetops, and it was the first time I've ever driven on a freeway or a highway that sort of sits above the trees, and I thought that was really interesting.
I don't recall the last time we spoke. You said it's my fault. I still don't believe you. We both know this was a mistake. I'd love to come home, but I need an escape.
To know how the collaboration with Richard Swift happened in the first place.
Ben and Chris Swanson from Secret Canadian. It was their idea to have Richard do St. Bartlett. I've been a fan of Richard's for years, ever since his first and second records. So, but again, Richard and I play different styles of music. We're pretty, far on the map from each other as far as like what we're known for, but I thought it was a good idea. I think it was a little cautious because we are so different, but in some ways I was like, okay, well, that, I'm up for a challenge. At the time I was pretty unhappy with the records I was making at the time, and I was ready for a change. Something had to change, and when I met Richard, like, that just sort of, definitely the change really started happening.
All you would hear would go sell the words in a song. Nothing to have when all that you want is gone.
That was a small portion of Nothing Is the News, the track that opens up his new release, Maricopa, which just dropped in February. The album title stems from an elaborate dream Gerardo had, and it's actually too long of a story to include in this piece, but it was the name of a town that a celebrity who was committing social suicide drove to. And as Gerardo explains, it's a way of life.
Maricopa is a mindset, it's like a way of thinking and living, which is being open to all things, never really saying no unless you really try it, I mean, not food or anything like that. I mean, we're talking about, experiences, and that's really tough. I mean, that's something I've learned, because I'm not the most, you know, open person about, I think in my life I've been very guarded about things. And I think I learned a lot from this way of living and thinking, which is being open to everything. And that even translated to the record. When we made Maricopa, I mean, it was pretty much like everything was game, you know. There was no second-guessing anything, you know. I mean, all the vocals and guitar we did were all first take. There was no second takes, you know. Like, pretty much everything that we did on the record was pretty much first take. You know, even we had this guy, Dan, who plays in the band Zetifer, come in and play guitar. And track one, Nothing Is the News, is a good example of this. We played him the song. He has a guitar on him. He wants to listen to the song, what he's going to do, and trying to explain to him what I want. And as he's listening to it, he just starts playing along. And Richard ended up recording the take without Dan knowing he was recording it. And then when we finished it, Dan was like, "So something like that? Is that what you want?" And Richard and I were blown away. We're like, "Yeah, that's exactly what we want." And then Dan said, "Well, okay, I could do it a few times." And Richard and I looked at him and were like, "No, we recorded that. That's the take we want. That's what we want." And so it was great. It's a good example, you know, like, I guess this whole thing of what, this whole mindset of what Maricopa it really is to me, which is like, it's doing something that's completely, you know, natural. You know, if you go at it, if you, you know, because Dan's way of thinking was that, like, oh, they're just going to record it. I'm just going to play, you know, from my heart, you know, and have no reservations. The song Working Titles was the same way. When I wrote that song, I woke up, I'd only been awake for about a half hour when we recorded that, because when I woke up with the tune and with some lyrics in my mind, and I quickly woke up, I jotted down all the lyrics, and I never stopped. From beginning to end, I wrote down, and it just came out of me like flowing water, you know, and I couldn't, it was almost like I couldn't even type or write fast enough. And then Richard comes in, and he said, "How did you sleep?" And I said, "Well, I think I slept pretty good. I checked out this song. I just wrote this song. And I think I want to know what you think about it." And so instead of just listening to it, he put a microphone up and recorded it.
Damian Girardo, whose new album just came out in February. It's titled Maricopa, Maracopa. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.